We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, gracious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Aegisat 5 and Aegisat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 39 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor, and our newest edition also in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. In Paraguay, in Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. And our newest editions in Vallemi, channel 24 on Video Cable Vallemi. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision, and cable 21 on Cable Vision. In Core, channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santani Tapiriquai, channel 30, and in Orqueta, channel 32 on Damoa SA. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, channel 24 in Limbe, and Environs on CiatSat, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Tha Tengger Cable TV and channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbatur, Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahan Ul Province, channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Tha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Utul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Britain pledges $80 million to Nepal to mitigate climate change effects. In animal welfare news, a cruelty-free festival is held in Australia. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 16th, is National Day of Bahrain, observing its independence achieved in 1971. An archipelago east of Saudi Arabia in the Persian Gulf, Bahrain is well known for its lush groves of date palms. It is also home to the legendary Tree of Life, a 400-year-old mesquite tree growing in an area without a water supply. Kalat El Bahrain, ancient harbor and capital of Dilmun, is a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. It is considered one of the most significant archaeological sites of Bahrain. Dilmun was a Bronze Age civilization and an important trade center between Mesopotamia and the Indus Valley up to 5,000 years ago. We wish a festive National Day for the gentle citizens of Bahrain.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Tanzania. After suffering from prolonged drought that robbed the lands of vegetation, Tanzania was swept by 4 days of torrential rains in November. A landslide triggered in the northern mountainous Kilimanjaro region took the lives of at least 24 children and adults, rendering many other people homeless.
Supreme Master Qinghai offered $10,000 on November 14th for the families most in need, as well as any orphaned, elderly, injured, and neglected. With tears of sorrow and her prayers, she asked that our association members please go and comfort the afflicted if possible. The amount could purchase $339,000 in urgent items if acquired in the United States based on Tanzania's cost of living.
Our association's local relief team quickly went to the hard-to-reach affected regions, covering their own travel and related expenses of approximately $1,350. After driving a long distance and then on rough mountainous roads, they were able to distribute blankets, mosquito nets, and food supplies to the villagers in need. The villagers were very happy and grateful for Master's support and comfort, and the district administrator offered thanks and well wishes on behalf of the Tanzanian government to Supreme Master Qinghai and the association.
We join in thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai for her wholehearted care of the less fortunate. Our appreciation also for our association members' dedicated efforts. With the grace of the Providence, may the people of Tanzania swiftly recover their regular day-to-day lives as our greater benevolence helps ease calamities as these.
Cyclone wreaks havoc in Fiji. On Monday, December 14, Cyclone Mick brought extensive flooding and powerful gale-force winds, primarily to the western side of Fiji's main Viti Levu Island. With at least 3 fatalities, nearly 4,000 people initially fled to 60 different evacuation centers. Officials stated that people's response to early warning systems saved the lives of many. Meanwhile, numerous homes and schools suffered damage, trees were uprooted, and crops destroyed, with much of the main island losing power due to downed lines.
Supreme Master Qinghai immediately requested that our nearby association members go to aid and comfort those in need if possible. While expressing her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, she added that funds are available as necessary. We are grateful, Fijian officials, for your initiatives to ensure people's safety. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her caring assistance to the distressed. Our prayers for their soon resuming a fulfilling daily life and that such weather extremities subside through humanity's gentler earth-balancing lifestyles.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Olaxis or Vietnamese mathematician among top 10 discoveries in 2009. Distinguished mathematician Ngô Bảo Châu of Olac or Vietnam has been recognized by Time magazine for his proof of an important theory that connects two branches of mathematics, number and group theory. Known as the Langlands program or the fundamental lemma, the theory was originally developed in 1979 by Canadian-born mathematician Robert Langlands. In achieving successful proof of the fundamental lemma, Professor Ngô Bảo Châu has now also confirmed an entire body of other mathematicians' work that has been built on the theory. Professor Ngô was most recently invited to work at the U.S.-based Institute for Advanced Study following a teaching position in France and the achievement in OLAC of being the youngest person ever at age 33 to receive the title of professor. Our sincere congratulations, Professor Ngô Bảo Châu, for your deserved distinction. Wishing you many more fulfilling successes that expand the understanding of our world.
Horse meat sold from U.S. to Europe, potentially poisonous. A recent letter written by the members of the U.S.-based Equine Welfare Alliance, or EWA, in the online publication Harness Link, states that horses from the U.S. that are sold for slaughter in Mexico and Canada are transported with complete records of all the medications each horse received. As the slaughtered horse meat is currently imported into Europe, the letter raises concern that these administered substances include toxic warmer drugs such as phenobutazone or PBZ, which is a known carcinogen, as well as fertility drugs that can cause miscarriages in women, both of which are banned from animals slaughtered for food. The letter concludes with an appeal to the U.S. Congress to pass existing bills that would outlaw the killing of horses for meat altogether, saying that equines should be preserved as companions rather than slaughtered. We join in saddened shock, Equine Welfare Alliance members, along with our thanks to you and Harness Link for bringing this matter to public attention. Let us quickly turn to the wholesome and humane meat-free diet for our health and peaceful coexistence with the majestic horse and all animal co-inhabitants.
Safety standards of school lunch meats in question. The internationally distributed daily newspaper, USA Today, recently published articles investigating the meat served to tens of millions of American children in school lunch programs. In the case of beef, the survey found that hamburger meat purchased for school lunch programs allows up to 10 times the amount of the deadly generic E. coli, as does one fast food chain. In the case of chicken, school lunches serve thousands of tons of meat from so-called spent hens of the egg-laying industry. These laying hens, who had been restricted to tiny filthy cages, often have infections at the time they are killed, as well as osteoporosis with brittle bones that easily splinter and can contaminate the meat.
Each year in the U.S. alone, tens of millions of people are sickened, and up to 9,000 die due to food poisoning caused primarily by bacteria such as E. coli, Campylobacter, and Listeria. These animal-borne infections came to be known with the rise of industrial-scale livestock farms. The swine flu virus is also a product of these horrendously filthy, crowded facilities, and like foodborne bacteria, has killed many children.
In a swine flu update, an estimated 19,104 people have died worldwide. This total represents only a fraction of the tally if all actual occurrences could be tracked. Official national death tolls continue to climb, including India with 730 lost lives, Ukraine with 496, Formosa or Taiwan with 35, and China with 373 who have perished.
Our sympathies to the loved ones of all victims of swine flu and other meat-related diseases. We thank USA Today and other officials who are looking into the important issue of safety standards for school lunches. May we tolerate such risks to our children's health no longer, and instead ensure the highest vitality through vegan-only fare.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration.
Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration.
Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration.
Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc.,
to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org,
www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
United Nations workers freed. Two United Nations workers, Zimbabwean Pamela Nkube and Nigerian Patrick Winfell, were freed in Darfur, Sudan, following their detainment for 107 days. The two civilian staff members of the United Nations Assistance Mission in Darfur, or UNAMID, were reportedly in good condition. Earlier this month, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon had contacted the Sudanese government requesting assistance in their release. We are relieved to know of Ms. Nkube and Mr. Wenful's safety and send many thanks to Secretary General Ban, Sudanese officials, and all involved for helping achieve their safe freedom. Wishing them many happy reunions with loved ones.
Thai national freed in Cambodia. On Friday, December 11th, His Majesty King Norodom Sihamoni of Cambodia issued a royal pardon for Thai engineer Suiwara Chutipong following his detainment for approximately 1 month. His Majesty agreed to Mr. Chutipong's release upon the request of the detainee's mother and other advocates. We thank Your Majesty for your clemency in the case of Mr. Suiwara. May he return to a warm welcome home and abundant cherished moments with family and friends.
Save our planet.
Please help the world.
Please help save the world.
And ask to our food for our existence.
Alarming climate science presented in Copenhagen Forum. In a side conference held during the United Nations Climate Change Summit in Denmark, former U.S. Vice President Al Gore joined Arctic Council leader and Norwegian Foreign Minister Jonas Gahr Støre and scientists to address delegates and media on the updated status of the world's ice caps. Supreme Master Television's correspondent in the Danish capital has more from Copenhagen.
This week, world government ministers and heads of state are arriving to help seal the agreement, seen as the last chance to prevent runaway global warming.
We are now arriving at the point where negotiations really start.
Just as the world's environment ministers held their first meeting, two new reports were presented about the immensely rapid changes occurring in the Arctic, Greenland, and Antarctica.
The update paints a very gloomy picture of how the ice sheet is out of balance, and of the consequences stemming from a melting Greenland. It carries a clear message from the scientific community relating to climate change that we need to act, and we have to act now.
Danish ice scientist Dr. Dorte Dahl Jensen and the respected former U.S. Vice President and 2007 Nobel Peace Prize laureate Al Gore explained how quickened ice loss in the Antarctic and even doubled melt rates in the Greenland ice sheet are raising sea levels.
Roughly speaking, each 1 meter of sea level rise generates 100 million climate refugees.
Based on this report, Minister Storre emphasized the need and timely advantage of addressing non-CO2 warming substances such as methane and black carbon. This is due in part to their extremely high heating effect in contrast to CO2, which has been found to accelerate ice melt in the Himalayas, the Arctic, and the Antarctica. Yet fortunately, they also disappear from the atmosphere many times faster than CO2.
If there's one positive message from this report, is that doing something about that is, if not easy, it's manageable. So while we wait for the results of curbing CO2 emissions, we need to address the issue of methane, ozone, black carbon swiftly.
Now it happens that the number one source of human-caused methane is the livestock industry. While vast quantities of black carbon are released from forests being burned to clear land for livestock grazing, as well as grow animal feed crops. Parallel to the Leaders Summit, various workshops have been held in Copenhagen on the climate impacts of meat production. Encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai's dedicated example, our association members have been actively participating as speakers and panelists to raise awareness of this most urgent factor in global warming.
Methane, it's very, very potent, but it also goes away very fast.
In addition, members of the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association created public service announcements on the vegan solution for climate change, which are being aired on the leading Danish television station, TV2 Denmark, broadcast to over 1 million viewers during this crucial week. This is Supreme Master Television in Copenhagen, Denmark.
We are grateful to Minister Storre, former Vice President Gore, and all participating scientists for this important updated report. Our faith and prayers that the courageous governments of this landmark summit may seize this opportunity of the vegan diet solution and thus truly make history by saving the planet.
On many occasions leading up to the Copenhagen conference, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared her heartfelt thoughts in response to public requests, as in this October 2009 video conference in Frankfurt, Germany.
Prince Charles, he said to the European Parliament, "The lives of billions of people depend on your response, and none of us will be forgiven by our children and grandchildren if we falter and fail. I am sorry to say, but I cannot even guarantee that our grandchildren will have a chance to be born to say that if the Copenhagen climate change conference leader don't agree together to stop the meat industry, talk direct to the subject, not talk around it. It's really that urgent. I pray the world leaders will awaken to this reality immediately and act properly now."
Save our planet. Ancient peatlands ignite from underground. Following years of drainage for human use along with prolonged dry conditions, the underground peatland of Spain's 2,000-hectare Tablas de Daimiel National Park recently caught fire, sparking alarm amongst environmentalists. Iran is seeing similar losses due to Gondomin Marsh in the Chahar Mahal Bakhtiari province having ignited in September. Peatland regions are home to biodiversity found nowhere else on Earth, and their burning also releases vast amounts of carbon. Currently, the Spanish government is attempting to extinguish the fires by drenching the affected lands. We are thankful for the efforts of the Spanish government to raise awareness and alleviate this predicament, as disturbing as it is to know of such loss of life and habitat. May humanity's more caring stewardship help restore the vibrancy of our fragile ecosphere.
Save Our Planet. A new Greenpeace report finds that permafrost melt in northern Russia due to climate change is costing companies billions of dollars in infrastructure repairs, while also reducing Russian territory as coastlines disappear.
Save Our Planet, the Climate Risk Index 2010, produced by Germany-based nonprofit organization Germanwatch, reports that the occurrence of 11,000 extreme weather events over the past 18 years has claimed 600,000 lives and cost $1.7 trillion globally.
Save Our Planet. The Dvor Karlovy Zoo in Central Czech Republic is transferring 4 endangered northern white rhinos to a Kenyan reserve for a better chance to preserve their species, which is thought to number only 8 in the world.
Zolo.
Hello, I'm Lady. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs and My Life.
Lady and I are both vegan. We're here to share a tip on adopting a dog or cat friend.
Please think about making a senior dog or cat one of your companions.
They have so much love to give, and in many cases are already used to living in a house.
Your care and attention will be much appreciated by them.
Thank you for watching, and thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now, the weather around the world.
In the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from the USA, the 14th annual Boston Vegetarian Food Festival encourages plant-based living. Held in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, the event included 120 exhibitors of vegetarian and vegan fare and products from around the country. Our association members also participated, serving animal-free food while displaying the SOS banner. The gathering was organized by the Boston Vegetarian Society, whose president is Ms. Evelyn Kimber.
Our mission is to try to help people, animals, and the environment by promoting a plant-based diet.
Also present were national speakers including Dr. Melanie Joy, author of Strategic Action for Animals, and Dr. Michael Greger, director of Public Health and Animal Agriculture at the Humane Society of the United States.
Choosing not to eat meat is an incredibly empowering and powerful choice. It's allowing a person to make the connection, to not maintain that gap in consciousness that's necessary to eat other animals.
More importantly than switching to alternative energy is people switching away from eating animals towards eating plants.
Our sincere thanks, Ms. Evelyn Kimber, the Boston Vegetarian Society, Dr. Melanie Joy, Dr. Michael Greger, and all other speakers and participants for your dedication in raising awareness about the veg lifestyle. May more individuals make compassionate choices to bring true peace on Earth.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
In humanitarian news, Britain pledges to donate $80 million to Nepal. Britain's Department for International Development announced that the funding will be given during the next 10 years. The grant will be used to help Nepal lessen the effects of climate change and to better the lives of the disadvantaged. Our respectful appreciation, Britain and the Department for International Development, for your care and generosity. May your kind assistance combined with the transition to the earth-saving vegan diet bring eco-stability to the beautiful land of Nepal. Up next on Noteworthy News, a festival in Australia is devoted to helping our animal friends. We'll take a moment in prayer for the happiness of all beings. More cheerful news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, giving news for a charitable world. In animal welfare news, a cruelty-free festival highlights compassionate choices. Held in Sydney, Australia, this animal-cherishing event included live music and booths sharing plant-based foods and products. Information was also provided on how one can help our animal friends. Sponsoring a rescued orangutan, adopting a dog or cat, or joining an animal welfare group were some of the ways suggested. Free vegan cooking demonstrations were offered, as well as yoga and meditation sessions.
I'm Myrna from Rocky's Canine Rescue, and I rescue dogs.
Why are you a vegan?
I cannot handle animal cruelty. That's the only reason.
Being vegan, especially myself, I'm a raw vegan, it gives you so much more energy. I need less sleep. I have, you know, there's no mood swings.
Bravo, organizers and sponsors of Cruelty Free Festival, for your support of a lifestyle that honors all beings. May our world soon be a place glowing with peace and happiness.
And now for some humor with a joke told in Xhosa entitled Do Facts.
Utata wabuza unyana wakhe ominyaka emihlanu. Uyazi na umbethe kweli qhabi wenziwe njani? Inkwenkwane yaphendula. Ilanga lithumela imitha yalo emagqabini liwenze abile.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, I wanted to express to you my deepest gratitude for helping me to give up my meat-eating habit. Immediately after I started practicing convenient method, I stopped eating meat. I had this feeling of guilt of eating animals for some time. Although I tried, it was very difficult and I wasn't able to control my mind. Many of my friends know harms of meat eating, but they say they just couldn't stop. So now I suggest that they try convenient method meditation, and would also like to suggest the same to others who face the same problem like mine of failing to control your habit and mind, to get the help of convenient method meditation. Thank you very much, Supreme Master Qinghai. I am now a vegetarian for 4 months, and I really can see the differences. Thank you very much for helping me to get rid of this bad habit. Anki from Zurich, Switzerland.
Hi, Anki. Your good news is music to our ears. Supreme Master Qinghai has a special reply for you.
Sincere Anki, you are blessed beyond imagination for having stopped meat eating. Congratulations! You can also share scientific data with your friends from www.suprememastertv.com/SOS to inform them that only a cruelty-free vegan diet will save our planet. Meditation does help calm the mind. Wishing you continuing happiness on the path. May heaven's light shine on you and all your kind Swiss co-citizens. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your heart sing eternal songs of inner peace.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Delivering the keynote address at Europe's leading 2009 Le Web Technology event in Paris, France, Her Majesty Queen Rania of Jordan calls for greater online advocacy and awareness raising to achieve social goals such as global education.
In Myanmar, also known as Burma, 29 winners are announced for the Sirpay Baekman Manuscript Award, which encourages preservation and promotion of the country's literary and cultural heritage.
Sebastian Mariquin of Colombia, son of a prominent drug criminal who passed away, apologizes to the families of his father's victims, asking for forgiveness as he also seeks to persuade the youth of his country away from illegal drugs.
The Palestinian Freedom Theater and the Aberystwyth Arts Center in Wales, UK, create an exchange program to foster the skills of young people, with 2 Freedom Theater trainees set to travel to Aberystwyth early next year.
The Abu Dhabi government and the United Arab Emirates pledges $10 billion to fellow Emirate Dubai to assist in covering the debt of state-owned holding company Dubai World.
3 discarded kittens, spotted by a Good Samaritan in a Massachusetts, USA landfill, are recuperating at Thomas J. O'Connor Animal Control and Adoption Center, with recovery hopeful as well as placement in a loving permanent home.
To assist Samoans who lost their homes in the recent tsunami, New Zealand tradesmen volunteering for Habitat for Humanity are rebuilding 370 housing structures called Falas.
Uganda's parliament unanimously outlaws female genital cutting and imposes serious penalties for violations to offer national protection for girls and women's development.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and U.S. President Barack Obama speak via telephone about their joint efforts to create a new treaty that would commit both countries to further reductions of nuclear arsenals.
U.S. Secretary for Political Affairs William Burns and Indonesian Deputy State Minister Bambang Sudejo sign an agreement to re-establish the Peace Corps in Indonesia to foster cross-cultural understanding and communication.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.